What's underway now? These two massive Champion League matches, including Manchester City in action. G'day, Mossy.
G'day, guys. Did you guys get around? Melbourne 1 week, Bonneville the next.
Have you been up here, Mossy?
Mate, I haven't, Loz. I haven't been lucky enough. I was in Crescent Head the other day. I had an overnight for Nat there with the agribusiness team of the Mid-North Coast. Beautiful neck of the woods up there, but not Bonneville.
Well, you need to do yourself a favour, mate. Get up here, bring the clubs at some point and play this lovely course. It's in magnificent condition and obviously the ladies are teeing it off. But some big matches this morning in the Champions League?
Yes, there are, Loz. Atletico Madrid up against Juventus. Schalke v Man City. You guys will have to give me the update because I'm in the car on the way to work. But, yeah, you would imagine, without even knowing the scores, which you're about to tell me, I'd say Juventus are going to get home and Man City are going to get home.
Yeah, so it was even Stevens in the first game. It's currently Manchester City after 25 minutes, Mossy. They've already got a goal against Schalke. They're expected to go in. The other game is supposed to be extremely tight, Atletico Madrid v Juventus.
Yeah, that won't be an easy one, Juventus away to Atletico Madrid, but I still think Juventus are one of the favourites for the Champions League title this season, so I still think they'll get the money away from home. If not, a draw and then go on with it at home in the second league.
Now, we know Mark Rutan's over there coaching Wellington Phoenix, but he's been linked as the favourite to this new expansion club, Western United in Melbourne.
Yes, Loz, the smoke's becoming a bit of a scrub fire now. There was talk of it a few weeks ago, but it's getting stronger and stronger. Roots has done a magnificent job with Wellington in his debut season as an A-League coach. As we all know, they're playing a great brand of football. They're locked and loaded inside the top six, and you can't imagine them missing out now. But he's become, apparently, according to reports, and you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, but you don't believe everything you read, but the number one target of Western United in Melbourne. And they were talking of the likes of Gianfranco Zola, Arsene Wenger, and those types. But Lou Sticker is their football go-to, I guess. He's a football agent. He was the one that helped put Sydney FC together for their first ever season and bought Pierre Littbarski out here, the German World Cup winner, and they won the title in their first season. So he knows what he's doing, Lou Sticker. But it'll be interesting to see who they go for. Another local name is Ross Aloisi, but it certainly brings to the fore that debate between foreign coaches and a local coach for a brand new club as well.
Ante Milicic is facing the media for the first time today.
This will be interesting. There's been a lot of talk, and you know, as part of my role with Football Coaches Australia, it's fantastic for Ante, despite what's happened with Alan Stajic and the circumstances around his departure. Great to see an Aussie coach in charge of a national team going into a World Cup. And, yeah, he's facing the media for the first time. No doubt a huge line of questioning will be the circumstances around him taking the job. But the media conference, I believe, is in Brisbane. And the Matildas play in the Cup of Nations down here in Sydney next week. So interesting geographical strategy from FFA, putting him in front of the media for the first time.
They'll probably get a more friendly reception. Not that it's Ante's fault, by the way, the debacle which has been the Matildas coach, but he'll get a bit more less hostile reception. Not that it's anything to do with him, but that's strategically, Mossy, that's for a reason.
You would think so, TK, definitely. But it's important that he answers the questions well and with clarity, transparency, but we get on with the
well, he'll just say it's nothing to do with it.
Yeah, well,
it's
had
not, no, it's
well,
not it's nothing not, to do with
no,
it.
No, he had nothing to do with it. He's the man that's now in charge of the Matildas, and I'm sure he'll do a fantastic job. But that won't stop the media probing and asking him questions about replacing
Stajic. To be honest, Loz, I think probably the more pertinent line of questioning for Ante will be the rumours surrounding whether he actually wanted the job or not, because there was talk that he didn't want it, but he was sort of coerced into taking it. Now, I sort of don't really read into that too much, because I can't imagine a coach would put their career at risk by taking a job that they didn't want. And certainly his job spec was as an assistant coach and then as a head scout for the Socceroos.
Yeah, but he was already contracted to the Football Federation of Australia, so they haven't gone outside of that. Yeah. And then if it doesn't work out, I'm sure they'd be looked after. Who knows the machinations of the deal they did with Ante Milicic. We might find out a little bit more later on today when he speaks with the media. Mossy, thanks so much for that.
Pleasure, guys. You have a great day. I'm sure you will.